This is North Shore Today for Wednesday, August 17, 2022, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. Cloudy today with a chance of light rain, temperatures near 70. The Pioneer Charter School of Science may be looking at a temporary site in Beverly at the former St. Mary's School building. The school serves students grades K through second grade, and the Salem News says they operate two schools in Everett and one school in Saugus. Contract talks with teachers at Essex North Shore Agricultural and Technical School have stalled. Salem News reports the teachers' union is calling for public negotiations as the school year may soon be starting without a contract for teachers. A summer of construction in Salem is wrapping up. Dustin Luca writes in today's Salem News that more than $2 million in repairs and upgrades to three downtown garages is near completion. Also, a new tourism building is set to open next month. Lynn Tech High School will be getting $10 million from the Massachusetts School Building Authority to replace windows and doors. The Daily Item reports that work may not start until May of 2023. And the Gloucester Times reports a special multi-part orientation program introduced about 200 incoming kindergartners and their parents to their teachers and principals in Gloucester. The countdown to kindergarten events were held Tuesday evening at City Hall, Sawyer Free Library, and the Cape Ann Museum. Be sure to check back to the website throughout the day for news and sports updates. Sports next with Bill Newell.
Hi folks, this is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at moynihanlumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hi everyone, I'm Bill Newell with sports. The Red Sox beat the Pirates last night 5-3. The two teams meet again tonight in Pittsburgh. The Lynn Babe Ruth 15 All-Stars are in Virginia for the World Series. They are now 3-0 after a 3-0 win yesterday against New Jersey. They will play a team from California today at 4 p.m. The North Shore Baseball League's championship series is now tied at 2 games apiece. The Peabody champs were 2-1 winners last night over the Beverly Rex. The series resumes tonight at Breed for Game 5 at 8 p.m. The Intertown League Championship Series resumes this evening at Patton Park. Hamilton Wenham leads Manchester Essex 2-0. It is a best-of-5-game series, so the Generals could wrap it up with a win tonight, with the game starting at 5:30 this afternoon. That's sports. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. Thank you for joining us on North Shore Today.